A Tenth for God, August 26th.
Day by Day Religion.
And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's, it is holy unto the Lord. The Lord has imparted to us heaven's richest treasure in giving us Jesus. With him he has given us all things richly to enjoy. The productions of the earth, the bountiful harvests, the treasures of gold and silver, are his gifts. Houses and lands, food and clothing, he has placed in the possession of men. He asks us to acknowledge him as the giver of all things, and for this reason he says, "Of all your possessions I reserve a tenth for myself, besides gifts and offerings, which are to be brought into my storehouse." God's plan in the tithing system is beautiful in its simplicity and equality. All may feel that they can act a part in carrying forward the precious work of salvation. Every man, woman, and youth may become a treasurer for the Lord and may be an agent to meet the demands upon the treasury. Says the Apostle, "Let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him." Let each regularly examine his income, which is all a blessing from God, and set apart the tithe as a separate fund, to be sacredly the Lord's. This fund should not in any case be devoted to any other use, it is to be devoted solely to support the ministry of the gospel. A tithe of our income is holy unto the Lord. The New Testament does not reenact the law of the tithe, as it does not that of the Sabbath, for the validity of both is assumed. I speak of the tithing system, yet how meager it looks to my mind. How small the estimate. How vain the endeavor to measure with mathematical rules, time, money and love against a love and sacrifice that is measureless and incomputable.
Tithes for Christ. Oh, meager pittance, shameful recompense for that which costs so much. From the cross of Calvary, Christ calls for an unconditional surrender. All we have should be consecrated to God.